This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Miami, Florida at Sunshine PHP 2016. And my special guest is a friend of mine for a little while now, Brett Florio. Say hi to everybody, Brett.
Hello.
Now, I met you. I knew Luke from the user group, and Luke and I started having coffee because we live right next to each other, or near each other, and there was a coffee shop nearby. And he said, hey, my partner's coming into town. I want you to meet him. Okay, so because usually when Luke and I would sit down for coffee, I would learn much more from him than he would ever learn from me. And so he invited me. I mean, you showed up, and we're sitting, and I'm like, damn, I like hanging out with these boys.
That was just right down the road at a Starbucks or something, right?
Yep, it really was. And so, and then you've come over to the house, and we've sat and talked there, the three of us, and just... I've been jealous
of your diving.
Yes. But it's just been my privilege to get to know you. Now, you're part of FoxyCart. You're one of the founders. It's you and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Luke's story 100 times. He's turned it into a talk, okay? But I don't think I've ever heard your side of it. So tell us about FoxyCart. How did it come about?
So FoxyCart came about. I was running a small sort of web dev shop focusing on doing web development for designers, for solo and designers and small agencies who could design decently, but could not make a website to save their lives. Or, I mean, they were, slicing and exporting to tables and then wondering why their clients weren't happy. That was years and years ago, over 10 years ago. And in doing that, I think the second client I had wanted to do e-commerce. And at the time, it was Mambo, prior to the Mambo Joomla split.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, so, that's a name I hadn't heard in a while.
Yeah, so this is a long time ago. And did the site, and they said, oh, we want to do e-commerce. So looked into, I think it was Mambo PHP Shop, or I don't remember exactly, but I think that's what it was called. Did that, and by the time the project was done, we had to do so many custom hacks, and right when we launched it, there was some critical security update that touched a lot of files on Mambo.
Oh.
And I realized, wow, that didn't really work out too well. I mean, this is before the days of Git and even before we were doing anything with SVN. So, I mean, this was not a trivial thing.
You learned don't hack the core the hard way.
Exactly. So that was my first experience with e-commerce. I think immediately thereafter, got another e-commerce client, tried a different approach. And over the years, everybody wanted to sell something, whether it was a nonprofit that wanted to do some downloadables or CDs or conference registrations. And I ended up landing on ModX CMS, which is an open source PHP framework,
mm-hmm.
or PHP CMS, and liked it a lot. Worked really well. Had the concept of custom fields before most other CMSs, and allowed for a whole lot of flexibility. There was no e-commerce, though.
Mm-hmm.
So ended up just doing more and more e-commerce and realizing, wow, none of this really works that well. And kind of waited around for somebody to build what I wanted. And waited, 2 years. And every new project, I'd spend between probably 20 and 40 hours just over the course of a week or two just looking and trying different things. And then realized, oh, wait a minute. I want this thing. I bet if we built it, I bet other people might want it too. So talk to Luke. I think I didn't know Luke very well at the time. I knew his wife, went to school together. Mm. They weren't married at the time. But so somebody says, oh, yeah, this guy Luke, he does programming. You should talk to him. And talked to him and said, hey, have this idea. And he says immediately, well, have you tried this thing? I have tried it. It doesn't work for X, Y, and Z reasons. Well, what about this thing? And he kept thinking, well, somebody's got to have done this. Then he says, well, yeah, you know, I could probably help you build that. I did a shopping cart. It was JavaScript based when I was in college. You know, we could probably knock this out in a weekend.
And, famous and developer yes, words.
Yes. So my immediate thought is, no, we can't knock this out in a weekend. But I'm not really gonna get into that because you know we might as well get started. Mm-hmm. And we went from there. So you know we started developing and just doing kind of the product development and figuring out you know, how it should work and how it would fit in. Mm-hmm. And my goals were, you know, I was kind of tired of client work and I was ready to get out of doing client work. Luke was looking to replace his wife's income so that when they had kids, she wouldn't have to work and mm-hmm. they would have that flexibility. And, you know, again, I thought, okay, well, you know, I think we can take this further than that, than just, you know,
yeah.
augmenting, you know, a little bit of income here because we were all younger and none of us were making that much money. And, but again, we our expectations changed as we went, but my expectations were always, and this is not going to be some side project that is perpetually a side project. Mm-hmm. You know, we bootstrapped, but the intent was certainly to go bigger and to build something real. And we ended up launching when somebody signed up. We were ranking number one in Google at the time for XHTML e-commerce.
Nice.
Yes. Which again, back in 2007, XHTML was the thing that mm-hmm. that people were talking about. And we had a sign up, and I think one of us said to the other, "Hey, I saw your buddy signed up today." And the other said, "Oh, I thought that was your buddy. I don't know who that is." And we realized, "Oh, I guess we just went live." And that was the beginning of it.
Excellent. And then 5 years later, you're an overnight success.
Yes. So you know, it took many years for me to convince Luke to quit his day job.
Mm-hmm.
Many.
Oh, I remember
long,
when he did.
Long years.
Yeah. I knew him back when he was at Dave Ramsey, and I remember when he quit. And, you know, it's just, and you guys honestly are an inspiration to me because I look at Nomad, and you talk about your first sign up. To me, it was the first time somebody I did not know subscribed to Nomad. And I'm like, I don't know that person. That's so awesome,
yeah.
You know? Because
yeah.
we've all got a lot of good
You've
friends in
it.
The community. And, you know, most everybody in the community say, oh, I'll try that. You know,
yeah.
it's Cal's project or it's Luke or Brett. You know, we'll give this a shot. But when somebody I don't know says, I'll give you $20 for this, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
This might work. But, you know, I keep thinking, well, you know, we've been doing Nomad for 3 years now. And I was like, I'm not successful. I've not quit my job yet. You know, because everybody tells you, well, 18 months, you should be making five figures per month. And
oh,
you should
gosh.
Quit your job. And then I look at it and I say, well, you know, Luke and Brett, it took them longer to do that, and they're successful. So you guys are my inspiration. I keep going because
well,
it says, well, it took them a while to do it, so maybe I'm not screwing up, you know?
I'm happy to hear. I think you're an inspiration to us, but it is. It's funny. It's the expectations of success. I mean, I'm in Austin now half the year, and the Austin scene is interesting. I went to a coffee meetup one morning, and you know, everyone's saying what they're doing, or mm-hmm. they're with a startup or whatever. And startup's a weird word because I'm not, you know, we're never sure. Well, are we a startup? We're coming up to our ninth year, and we haven't taken funding, and we're profitable.
Mm-hmm. Those two things kick you out of the startup
yeah.
club, you know.
So somebody asked, "Have you found your product market fit yet?" And I kind of cocked my head. I was confused, and I said, "Well, you know, we have a few thousand users We've been around for a few, for, you know, 7 years, 8 years at the time. And the eyes lit up and just looked at me like, I don't know, like I didn't belong there or something. And
yeah,
I mean, but on the other hand, you know, we're still, we have a few thousand users, not a few hundred thousand users. So right. It's different sort of trajectories. And
I don't mean to openly mock startups, because I have a lot of friends that are in the startup, in startups, and that's the way they choose to do that. My problem is the ones that feel that this is the only way
yeah.
to start a business. And I've seen people derive bootstrap and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't, number one, nobody at PHP, nobody's ever going to fund it. It's not big enough of an idea to rise to that level. But I still think it's a good idea, and I think it can. Right now, it's paying my wife's salary, and she doesn't have to work out. Well, she didn't have to work outside the home. Sorry, sweetie, because she's editing this podcast. You know, but you know, she has the freedom to do what she wants, and mm-hmm. that to me makes it worthwhile. You know, and
yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with bootstrap. There's nothing wrong with the startup life if that's what you want. You know.
Yeah, and I think again expectations. I mean, Luke, I've learned a lot from Luke, and. I'd like to think he's learned some things from me, but maybe not.
Hopefully he's learned from you that, no, it's not a weekend project. So.
A year later, we figured that one out. I think expectations, though. You know, if you go into it thinking, I'm going to have a big exit, and then you don't in 18 months,
yeah,
you know, that's tricky. But like you said, a lot of people go into it thinking, I have to get funding. I mean, I've known a lot of people. Oh, I have this great idea, and what I need is, yeah, I need $3 million.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, have you done anything before? Have you executed? There's no shame in starting small and doing something and building it up and seeing how it goes. And you're gonna make a lot of mistakes doing it, especially your first time.
Yeah.
And then your second, third.
Well, the first 3 or 4 months we did Nomad. I mean, my goal was simply to build a community. You know, I wasn't even sure that it was going to have it. There was any money involved in it. You know, and I was not going to take sponsorships. And a friend of mine came up to me and says, "We want to sponsor Nomad." I said, "No, we're not doing." So I said, "Shut up and take my money. I want to sponsor." I'm like, "Okay, we'll figure this out." You know, it's morphed into something much more, even as small as it is, it's much more than I ever thought we could grow to.
Yeah.
And now I'm beginning to see, well, maybe we can grow larger.
Yeah.
Speaking of growing larger, you guys just rebranded.
What
does the rebrand signal for FoxyCart?
Well, yesterday was our, today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, today was our public unveiling of our new brand.
Foxy.io. Okay.
And... there are a few reasons, but the three biggies are the cart has turned into the least important thing of what we do.
Wow.
So Foxy Cart, okay, it's a little lightweight. It's a little lightweight cart. You know, I built a cart too. Yeah, it's, you know, it was cookie based. You could drop whatever into it. So the cart itself became not the thing that we wanted to focus on.
Hmm.
And also, cart in the name draws immediate comparisons to other companies, other systems that have cart in the name.
Mm-hmm.
And people think, oh, well, it's probably like this other thing that has cart in the name,
yeah.
or shop or commerce or whatever. And then that's an uphill battle to say, well, no, we're actually very different from that. I mean, those things are great in specific use cases, and we're great in a different use case.
Mm-hmm.
And the use case gets into, again, why we felt rebranding or just dropping the cart would be worthwhile is we're, as you know from Luke's many conference talks and enthusiastic support of hypermedia as, mm-hmm. as a concept, we've spent a lot of time and energy on our API, and the API has turned into, it's opened up some possibilities. So rather than what we've always been for, which is custom e-commerce, it was always custom e-commerce one-off. So you have one business, you have one site, you're going to do custom e-commerce. Great. Foxy Cart's a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the API, we can allow embedding of our entire platform into a CMS, an LMS, whether that's hosted or distributed. So it allows, the name kind of frees us up there, where we're no longer FoxyCart. We're no longer this thing that was for one-off integrations, one-off customizations. We're now Foxy.io, which can be used for one-offs or can be used to power e-commerce for platforms that have hundreds or thousands of individual merchants.
That is very cool. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to see what you guys have got coming next, because it's been my privilege since I was, like I said, I was with, I was in Nashville right near Luke. I miss sitting down and having coffee with him. We'd sit down about once a month and just shoot the breeze, you know. And there was never any power networking or anything. It's just...
I'd hear about it afterwards too. I just met with Callaghan. He's so cool. He's got these ideas. He told me about this.
I would always come away with more knowledge than I could ever give. But it was just always so fun, because in so many instances, I have to feel like I need to be networking. I need to be trying to meet somebody or make a connection or something like that. And I sit down with you and Luke, and it was just like, we can just sit down and talk shop, you know, and there's no pressure. You're not going to buy anything from me. I'm not going to buy anything from you. We're just going to sit here and talk, and it was absolutely wonderful. Well, hey, before I let you go, same questions I ask everybody. What is your local user group, and what's the URL?
Our local user group in Austin, Texas is on Meetup.
Okay.
It's the Austin PHP.
Austin PHP Meetup. Okay.
And
we'll dig up a link to that and throw it in the show notes.
There's the talk meetups, and then there's also the beverage meetups.
Oh, the beverage subgroup.
Yes.
Yes. Keith Casey loves to run beverage subgroups, or the BS group, as he likes to call it.
Thank you so much, Cal.
I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant, and thank you for everything you're doing, because you're speaking here, so you're putting yourself out there, you're sharing what you know so that the rest of us can be better. But for me personally, you've had an impact on my life, a positive impact. And so I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you as well. I'm speaking because of you, because of Nomad. You gave me the encouragement to do this talk.
Glad to hear
and that. Yes, some of your blog posts have had, I mean, you as a person, but also some of your posts have had a very positive impact on me as well. So thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHP. A-N-T.